Okay, Evan Farbach here with some of the Bartlesville Lady Bruins girls swimming team members as Bartlesville took home their second state championship this season, this past Saturday at Edmond Santa Fe High School. And I am now with Samantha Potts. And Samantha, before we talk about Saturday a little bit, tell me your year and what you swam and all that good stuff.
This year I mainly swam like the 50 free and the 100 free, and a few times I did the 100 breaststroke.
And you're a
junior.
And I guess you've been working toward this a little bit for a few years. How does it feel?
It feels pretty cool. It's exciting that our team won state.
That's Samantha Potts, and we'll kind of circle on through here. I'm with Kana Williams. I'm saying that correctly, right?
Yeah, you're good.
Okay, and what year are you, and what do you swim?
I'm a senior, and I swim the 50 and the 100 free.
And I'll just go ahead and ask you the same question I asked Samantha. You're a little bit older than some of the other girls. What's it feel like to actually get this thing done?
Well, it's actually my first year as a swimmer, so it's just great, and it was a lot of fun. I made like a lot of friendships on the team.
You're proud of the freshmen?
Yeah, they're so amazing, and it's so cool that they're freshmen because that means they're just going to keep getting better. They have like 4 more years to improve, and that's crazy.
Okay, now I'm joined by Caleb Goodart, another member of the boys swimming team. And Caleb, what's your year, and what did you swim?
I'm a junior now, and I swam the 200 medley relay, the 100 back, and the 100 free.
Guys performed well over the weekend, obviously took second. What was it like just to take home a runner-up? I assume that that's something that's still a big accomplishment for you all.
It's a big accomplishment. We've got it 4 years in a row now. We were hoping to get state, but we didn't. We still got runner-up, though, so still pretty cool.
I assume it's a little frustrating getting so close and then not quite getting it done a few years in a row, but you've still got another year left, so I'd assume that applies maybe a little bit extra motivation for you next season.
Yeah, I'm hoping to be able to perform really well next year also.
Now I'm joined by Avery Bennett, and she came in the room here. I recognized her face because I actually spoke with her back when the Bartlesville girls cross country team won state. So Bartlesville hadn't won state in 17 years in any sport, and then you come here and you get 2 state championships. I guess it's all you, right?
No, not at all. I feel so blessed. Like, God has definitely graced me with the best group of girls to work with. I couldn't be more luckier, really.
And what did you swim, and what year are you?
I'm a junior. I swim the 50 free, the 100 free, and then the 4x1 freestyle relay.
And so you're a junior, so you had a talented group of freshmen both on the girls' cross country team and then again on the swimming team really help you guys out, because those were 2 kind of younger squads that took home 6A state championships. What about these freshman girls? What was it about them that made them so special this season?
Their work ethic is something of no other. You know, they really, really push themselves. They push me. They've definitely made me a better athlete. They just have that desire, and they know how to win it. So they're just special.
Now I'm joined by Daniel Gutierrez, who is a member of the boys swimming team for Bartlesville High School. And Daniel, what year are you? What'd you swim?
I'm a junior, and I swam the 500 freestyle and the 100 breaststroke.
I would assume you're pleased with the outcome on Saturday. I know we've had a few different guys come in here, and some of them seemed a little more happy than others to pick home the state runner-up. What was your feeling about the performance over the weekend?
I mean, next year I would definitely like to do better than I did this year, but it was our 4th runner-up. And hopefully next year we can get first.
And obviously you don't want to finish second 4 years in a row, but at the very least there's got to be some kind of validation for you all, because you've been right there knocking on the door several years in a row.
Yeah, I mean, it's good to get second, but it's always nice to try and really push for the first place.
Now I'm with Mason McCauley, who's another member of the boys team. Of course, finished 2nd at Edmond Santa Fe High School in the state over the weekend. And Mason, what's your year? What'd you swim?
I swam the 100 butterfly, the 100 backstroke, and I swam the butterfly leg of the 200 medley relay, and I anchored the 200 free relay.
And I'll ask you the same question I asked someone a few people ago. What about swimming? Do you think that people probably don't understand that haven't really done it, other than just, you know, getting in the pool on the weekends in the summer? What is something that they probably wouldn't expect if they took up this sport?
It's really hard, but it's also very rewarding. I've been doing this since I was 8 years old, and I just love it. Ever since I got in high school and started competing for my hometown, I really have enjoyed it.
What year are you again?
I'm a senior.
You're a senior, so you're going out, unfortunately, but you got four runners up. I guess that it's probably a little disappointed, but also kind of bittersweet because you were right there and did tremendously well every single season, but didn't quite get one.
Yeah, you know, we've been knocking on the door all 4 years, but you know, like you said, it's validation. I think that it was very rewarding to go out with at least a state runner up again. I really think these boys have another shot at it next year, and I really hope they can go get one. But I have enjoyed every year part of this team, and I'm proud of everything that everyone. How they perform.
So you're a senior. What are your plans for next season?
I will be attending William Jewell College up in Liberty, Missouri, and I will be swimming there. It's a Division II school.
How far away is Liberty from here?
It's about 3.5 hours, give or take.
So not too far.
Yeah, it's not too close, but not too far. So
it's about perfect, right?
Yeah, it's great. It's great. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Now I'm with Greta Olson, who, along with Avery Bennett, is the back-to-back state champions, I guess you could say, as they were both on the girls' cross-country team and then took home state championships this past weekend at Edmond Santa Fe High School. And Greta, you're a freshman, and you've already got two state titles under your belt, and we're not even into March just yet. I would assume that that's a pretty cool feeling.
Yeah, it is. At the beginning of this year, like this school year, I thought I would be lucky to get one state title, but getting two is so much cooler.
And what did you swim on this past weekend?
I swam the 200 medley relay, the 100 butterfly, and the 100 freestyle.
And you're just a freshman, so you've clearly got a few more years to grow. Do you feel like this is just kind of the tip of the iceberg for you guys? I know you have a talented freshman class, not only cross country, as we talked about in the fall, but here again, at the swimming side of things. Do you feel like maybe this is the start of something big?
Yeah, I definitely do.
Okay, thank you, Greta.
Thanks.
Now I'm joined by Emily Giovanetti. What year are you, and what did you swim?
I am a freshman, and I swam the 200 freestyle, 500 freestyle, 200 freestyle relay, and the 400 freestyle relay.
I'll ask you the same question I asked Greta, freshman year, and obviously a very talented freshman class. That's the biggest class that you guys had on the state championship team, which means you guys will be around a long time. Do you feel like maybe you can string a few of these together?
Yeah, I think our freshman group is really talented and that we'll be able to do so much more throughout the years.
How did you feel on Saturday when you found out you won the whole thing?
I was amazed because we only had 8 girls there doing it, and to win a state title with 8 girls is just amazing.
Now I'm joined by Lydia Broom, another freshman on the Bartlesville girls swimming team. Lydia, what did you swim this year?
I swam the 100 butterfly.
For another freshman, took home a state title when you started this whole thing. I know that you guys have been building this program up. I know, you know, throughout the kind of lower years and things like that. But when you got into high school this year, did you think getting into it that you're going to have a shot at the state title?
Well, I knew that we were all really fast, but since we had a really small team, it was kind of unexpected winning state.
Now I'm joined by Delaney Shipman, another freshman on the Bartlesville girls swimming team that won state this past weekend, the second state championship for Bartlesville High School this year. And Delaney, how's it feel? You're the second state title this year, but only the second since 1997. So I know that's probably hard to put. Were you born in 1997? No, you weren't, were you?
No, I was born in 2000.
Well, that makes me feel old. So you're born in 2000, so you're only the second state championship since you've been born. So that's a pretty cool deal for your freshman year.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It was a lot of fun, especially just like since we had such a small team and since it was so unexpected.
This has been obviously your first week back at school since you won state. How has it been just to be back at school? A little extra attention maybe from people since you won?
Yeah, it's pretty cool having all the teachers, like that the teachers know and they congratulate you, and all the students that they just feel like it's so cool to have someone who's won state at their school.
I would assume that coming back from Edmond this past weekend was probably fun.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. We were pretty crazy.
There you go. Thank you, Delaney.
Thank you.
Now I'm with Allison Benninger, who is another freshman on the girls swimming team that took home state. And Allison, how did it feel when you won the whole thing?
It was pretty exciting, and it was a lot of fun, too. So it was really unexpected.
What did you swim?
I was in the 100 back and the 200 IM.
I've asked some of the guys this, but I don't know if I've asked a girl. What about swimming do you think that people don't understand about it? I know people probably watch it in the Olympics, and aside from that, probably don't have too much exposure than maybe just going to the Y or just swimming a few laps on their own. What's hard about swimming?
Well, like a lot of people just think like it's just like recreational and not really competitive. So, I mean, just the fact that you have like an individual event that you're swimming in and people are cheering you on is just something that some people don't really understand, I guess.
How long have you been swimming competitively?
A little over 5 years, maybe, I think.
Did you think you had a shot at winning state your first year when you got here and this whole thing started back back before Christmas break, I guess?
I don't know if I thought we had a shot this year, but I thought we would do it next year. But so it was really exciting to be able to do it freshman year.
So a pleasant surprise, I guess.
Yeah, definitely.
Thank you, Allison.
Thank you.
Now I'm joined by Kate Stewart, who is a particular girl of note because she set three state records. I know two of them were in relays, and another one was an individual state record where you beat out your teammate as you both beat the state record, and then you beat her out to take first. What race was that in?
That was 100 breaststroke.
Going into the weekend, in your wildest dreams, did you think that you'd have three state records and a state title?
I think after this entire season of training, it was not a huge surprise, but I mean, because it's been a tough season, but it's really exciting. I don't think I was expecting that completely.
I know that I asked some of the other girls this, but you guys had some girls that were kind of sick a little bit earlier in the season, and you ended up kind of looking maybe a little bit worse off on paper than you were in reality when you went into the thing on Saturday. So I suppose you guys probably believed in yourselves a little bit more than maybe some of the other people thought that you probably wouldn't be able to go that far.
Yeah, I think it kind of helped because we're such a small team that winning would be even more exciting, and so I think that was like something we always had in mind. Even when we were sick, we would just encourage each other and help each other to work harder to get the goal.
And that's a good another question that'll lead me into. Does it make it extra special to be able to take it home with having, you know, half the amount of girls, if not even less than that, than some of those other bigger schools from out west?
Yeah, it definitely does, because I think a lot of people look at our team and think, oh, there's only 8 girls going to state. They're probably not going to do well. And then we go and break state records and win, and I think it just kind of proves something that just because you don't have big numbers doesn't mean you can't do well.
And does that make you maybe a little bit even more excited for your next 3 seasons?
Yeah, especially because we have more girls coming up next year, so that's even more of a chance that we're going to win, so I plan on having a great next 3 years.
Thank you, Kate. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Now I'm joined by Thomas Downey, another member of the boys Bartlesville swim team. Of course, you guys took home 2nd at the meet on Saturday, and I know that it was kind of an uphill battle for you all numbers-wise in order to take home a state championship, same way for the girls. What was your feeling going into it on Saturday?
I knew that we were going to have a chance, but it was going to be definitely going to be a battle. And just when it all came down to it, we just didn't have enough people.
Still a great performance. I assume you're proud of what you guys did this entire season and then again this past weekend.
Oh, definitely. I think we all performed very well.
Now I am joined by Haley Downey, Thomas's sister. Of course, she was the member of the state championship team on Saturday that took first at Edmond Santa Fe High School. So we're sitting down with a lot of the members of the Bruins and Lady Bruins here this weekend if they picked up a state championship on the girls' side and then a state runner-up on the boys' side. And I asked some of the boys this question, so I guess I'll ask you as well. I know that it was kind of an uphill battle numbers-wise for you guys all season long. I know you guys had had some illnesses and some things that maybe made you look like on paper you didn't have as good of a chance as you ended up obviously having and winning on Saturday. What was your feeling when you went to the meet on Friday and Saturday last week?
Well, none of us expected to win the meet just because we had so few numbers and these teams had like twice as many people as us. So we didn't expect to win, but when it got down to it, we swam way faster than we had been all season, and so that really helped us.
And what did you swim on Saturday?
I swam the 200 IM and 100 breast.
Okay, cool. And that was a state record, correct? You guys had a couple different girls that beat that state record, right?
Yes. I got second in that, but Kate, who got first, did break the state record.
So how does that feel? I guess you broke a previous state record, but you still don't win your own race. But you finished behind a teammate of yours, so I guess there's probably a few mixed feelings in there.
Yeah, it was pretty neat just because Kate and I, we compete so much all the time. And it's always just back and forth, who's going to win this, who's going to win that. But it was neat to both kind of, in a way, win that race.